This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. School begins today in Lafayette, Louisiana, for the 35,000 students in the district, as well as for more than 4,000 evacuees from Hurricane Katrina. For the hundreds of thousands of students and their families displaced by the storm, getting back to their studies is a huge step towards putting their lives back together. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
For dislocated parents who registered their kids at Lafayette High School this weekend, the long list of do's and don'ts, academic requirements, and dress code the school stresses never sounded so good. Girls, no loud jewelry. Boys, tucked in shirts, hair above the shirt collar. No sandals, no Walkmans, no cell phones.
Oh, also, too, no hats, no baseball caps. When it gets
That's
cold,
Principal Patrick Leonard reassuring the 100-plus families present that these seemingly trivial instructions are now more important than ever because they will help their teenage sons and daughters, all 280 of them, think about something else for a change.
And that's what makes me feel good, is I feel like they trust in that we're going to do the right thing. And bottom line, as we talk to the students as well, is that we're not treating you any different. You're one of our students, you're aligned, and that's the way you're going to be treated.
Still, Leonard says there will be extra counselors on hand. The younger kids will be assigned a mentor if they want one. And if things don't work out, students will be allowed to transfer, maybe to a smaller setting or program. And for that, parents like Patty Carbajal are grateful.
People have told us very good things about Lafayette, and my son is a special needs student. His classification is autism, so he is not on a diploma bound. He's on a certificate bound.
I want to get on a GED.
He would like to study for a GED. So his academics are low, but he does read and he can learn things.
Carbajal wants her 18-year-old son Lionel to take vocational training here. What is Lionel looking forward to?
Marching out on the field at football games, marching in parades. Help to carry the banner when they ask me to come up.
His mother's eyes well up with tears, not the kind she has shed since Katrina forced her out of her house in St. Tammany Parish. She says these are tears of joy. If parents have concerns, they're careful in how they express them. Brenda Thomas says she doesn't want to sound ungrateful. She's raising her grandson, Kendall, a tall, lanky 17-year-old. Kendall says this school is really different from his school in New Orleans, Warren Eastern Senior High.
It is a big change, a major change. It's different from the previous school I went to. This school is probably four times bigger.
I'm not concerned with the size because I know he has the capability to adjust. So I think he'll do good. I think he'll do good.
Mrs. Thomas, though, is disappointed that Lafayette High School does not offer the same college prep courses that Kendall would have taken as a junior in New Orleans. Principal Patrick Leonard has promised he'll do all he can to match students with their academic needs. In light of what you've all been through, Leonard tells parents, no problem should be insurmountable. A native of New Orleans, Leonard himself has taken in family members who've lost their homes, so he says he understands how much pain and suffering families are going through. But this experience, says Leonard, taking in so many students and embracing their families, will change Lafayette High School forever.
It's going to make us stronger. We're going to become a better school.
Parents want to believe that the turmoil in their lives is temporary. But with schools in New Orleans and St. Bernard Parishes closed for the rest of the school year, it's clear that this is now home and that many of these displaced students will be Lafayette High School graduates. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Lafayette, Louisiana.